The news came out Sunday that Mnookin was leaving the university this spring to take over leadership at Columbia. In a letter to the Columbia community, Mnookin says her experience leading UW-Madison during a, quote, complex time has prepared her to head the Ivy League school. Columbia was the Trump administration's first target last year when it cracked down on campuses in response to pro-Palestinian encampments and DEI initiatives. UW-Madison faced similar challenges over the last year. Judith Wilde studies the hiring process of college presidents at George Mason University.
If you look at what has happened to higher education over the last year with the current federal administration, it is definitely a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week job, and not everybody can deal with that.
Mnookin will stay at UW-Madison through May. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.